This is a special edition of the Disciplined Investor Podcast. Daily stock picks for the CNBC Million Dollar Portfolio Challenge with your host, Andrew Horowitz. Trade like a pro, or at least play like one. CNBC is giving away $1 million during its Million Dollar Challenge. The Disciplined Investor's competition portfolio has earned $500,000 since the challenge began and has consistently been in the top 1%. Here's your chance to get in the game and learn from a pro. Each day, new stock ideas will be discussed right here. Stay subscribed to this podcast for buy and sell recommendations.
And welcome to another edition of The Disciplined Investor. This is Andrew Horowitz. I am your host, and hopefully I'm helping you make some money, if not for the CNBC Portfolio Challenge, but hopefully for your own portfolio. That's what I'm here for. We're here for really making you into hopefully a better investor, giving you some of the tools and disciplines that you need in order to make your portfolio that much more secure and grow that much more into the future. And I've been doing this over about 20 years or so now, and I tell you that it is a wonderful time to be involved in investing because there are so many things that are changing. You know, the fundamentals don't change. The basic disciplines don't change, whether it's technical analysis or looking at the core considerations of what a stock is worth, or really even looking at the past risk-adjusted performance of a mutual fund. But one of the things that you have to look at today is that information is available very easily. Information is at our fingertips, and that's what makes the process of investing that much more exciting, and in fact, that much more difficult, because you have to be very much attuned to what's happening in the markets. Well, what we're going to do now is talk a little bit about the whole idea of this challenge. And again, this challenge, we have been doing very well from our portfolio. We're in the top 1% of all of the contestants right now. And that's good, sure. But the proof is in the pudding when we talk about the fact that on Friday, I recommended that we put all of our position into Altera, which was a position that I felt very strongly about. I wrote about it extensively on our blog. It was picked up by Seeking Alpha and a few other blog sites, and they had utilized our opinion. And the earnings came out today, and the good news was that Altera, from the day we purchased it, is up about $1.80, or about close to 8% gain. That translates to approximately, I think it's close to about $160,000 of total profit that we made on that stock in a two-day period. So that is excellent when it comes to this portfolio challenge, because that's what we're looking for. We're looking to swing for the fence, get some big hits very quickly, and then move out of them into the next one where we can make money, and try to do that over and over again, limiting the downside wherever possible and letting the upside really run. Let me also remind you before we move on to the pick for today and for a discussion of some technical analysis. Number one, you can follow along with my discussion about this stock on our blog site, which is thedisciplinedinvestor.com. In fact, there's a chart there if you want to take a look at it. We're going to talk about some technical analysis when it comes to this stock, and I want you to follow along with me. The second thing is our email show is coming up next week. For those of you that sent an email, that's great. If you didn't know, we have an email show that are going to answer your questions, and what I'd like for you to do is send me any question that you may have on stocks or on finance, and send it to askandrew@thedisciplinedinvestor.com, or go to our blog site, which is thedisciplinedinvestor.com, and check out the mailbox. Send your question in there. Every time we have a show like that, we give away something to a couple of random people who have written us, and it could be a book, it could be a copy of a great video that talks about finance, maybe even a subscription to a magazine or a periodical. So if you are interested in possibly getting a freebie, who isn't, send me a question at askandrew@thedisciplinedinvestor.com. I also want to thank you for those of you who have put a comment and a review on iTunes. That's very important to keep the show rated high. And if you haven't done so, please go over to iTunes and give us a review. Tell us what you think. Post it on the iTunes register. So with that, let me just take a small time out, and then I'm going to organize myself, and hopefully you have time to get over to the site where you can see the chart, and I'm going to go into the stock pick that we're going to be putting a full position into the portfolio once again. So hold on about 30 seconds.
Investments and the economy. Funds and taxes? So much to know, so little time. How about a free copy of Investment Insights, the monthly newsletter from The Disciplined Investor? go to thedisciplinedinvestor.com/blog, click on the mailbox page, and send us your information. It's that easy. That's thedisciplinedinvestor.com/blog, and click on the mailbox page for your free copy of Investment Insights.
All right, welcome back. Let's get right into this. The stock that we're going to be choosing for the April 23rd position for the portfolio in the CNBC Million Dollar Portfolio Challenge is Illumin, ILMN. It is a stock traded on the NASDAQ, and it's a biotech. It's in that sector of biotechnology. But what this company does is it supplies the other companies that are doing the diagnostic testing, the research and development, and the overall search for cures with machinery, with ways in which they can work better. That is the core of what they do. And what I like about them is that not only do they do that, but the sector itself has been extremely hot. The area of biotech, if you haven't noticed, in the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, has seen an upsurge that we've not seen for many years. And what I like about this is that when you usually see that kind of movement, it carries forward for some time. It's really been a sector that's been out of the eyesight and out of the desire of most investors for a while because there really hasn't been any activity. Once you see this general sense of investors starting to move back into this, you find out that there is an opportunity to invest. Now, fundamentally, this company is relatively strong. It's nothing to really be too excited about. It does have a forward price earnings ratio of 62, which is a little high even for this sector. It has a $2 billion market capitalization, or in other words, what the company is worth if you take the current share price and multiply that by the amount of shares outstanding. It does have a 20% profit margin, which I do like for this kind of company because most biotechs you don't find have much in the earnings at all. And its earnings growth is at 38% for the next 5 years projected. That's good. Now, it's not fair to compare this to many of the other companies in the sector because every company in the biotech area does something different. It's not like we're looking at automobile manufacturers where we know basically they make automobiles. Each and every one of the biotech companies really does something different. They're very unique. So what I do like about this company, when you look at it, is that it has a real good overall view from a technical analysis standpoint. And this is where I want you to look at that chart. If you look at the chart that I created from stockcharts.com for you, what you're going to find is some of the important areas. Now, I took a time period going back about 2 years, and what I found here was if you look at the general movement of the stock, clearly it's gone from 10 to 32 where it is right now over a two-year period. It looks like almost a straight line. There are several gaps. If you look at the time period of January of 06, and if you look at the time period back about 6 months prior to that in April, you'll find these gaps. Oftentimes, they have been surprising on earnings, and that has been very, very good for its stock. It sees an initial upsurge, and then it starts moving down afterwards when there is no more news. This company, every single time there seems to be news, does something dramatic. With earnings right around the corner, I think we have an opportunity here again. It is also below its 200-day moving average, and it is riding right now right on its 50-day moving average. In addition, the third point that I like to see in a stock before I entered for this type of trading, which is really considered a very aggressive trade of swing trading in on an earnings play, is that the MACD, which is the chart on the lower side, shows that it has started to cross about 3 weeks ago and move on to the up where it has its histogram on the positive side, and it shows that the convergence has been positive as well. Finally, the other component that I think is extremely important is if you can draw a line across its resistance level, the next resistance that you see, or a significant resistance that you see, is right at $40. That is the resistance right above the breakout point beyond, I would say, the lower resistance, which is 35. On the downside, we're really seeing it test its lower end many, many times above the $30 range, above the $32 range, and then 35. So the downside here, while of course it could be dramatic if they come out with a very poor earnings, I think the downside is a little bit more limited here, and the upside is a great opportunity. If it does in fact beat and shows a positive movement, you could see a breakout above the $40 range very easily here. Now, that is a lot of opportunity for one day. I do not think you're going to see that in one day, but I do think that if they break out, you could see somewhere about the $32.5 to $33 range immediately. We'll see if we'll hold this long term, depending on what the earnings announcement is. But what we have seen before is almost consistently, quarter after quarter and year after year, they have surprised on earnings toward the upside. And I do also believe one other point here, putting all this aside, as we see biotech starting to heat up, investors, particularly private investors, are looking to put their money into the winners. The winners are looking to always continually expand their research and development, and they're going to need devices from this company, which specializes in the genetic area. And if that is the case, we will see a real opportunity if they announce forward earnings that they believe will be much higher than anticipated. And that could be the really very, very much realized if, in fact, we see the simple object of what I'm looking for is a realization that the biotech market has a resurgence coming. So with that, ILMN is the stock pick. Again, we're going to have our email show coming up in about a little less than a week. So, and by the way, I just found out today we have a very, very interesting guest. I can't mention the name right now, but I would suggest that you would subscribe to the iTunes or to the podcast through Podcast Pickle, because next week we have a very, very big guest coming on, and I think you'd be very impressed. Again, answer some questions and that we have for them, talking about the economy and the overall economics of the current political and environment. So with that, I will wish you a good day and wish you good investing. Please make sure to leave us a review on iTunes, and please make sure to email us at askandrew@thedisciplinedinvestor.com for that email show coming up. Have a great day and invest wisely.
If you like what you hear, we want to know. Go to our show's listing on either iTunes or your favorite podcast directory and leave us feedback and a rating. The more feedback we have, the higher our position on the charts. Think of it as the price of admission. It only takes a minute and helps us understand more about what interests you. Keep our blog and podcast popular, and we'll keep providing you with great investment ideas. The recommendations of stocks for the CNBC Million Dollar Challenge are intended to be used solely for the benefit of the trading with the competition. Please note that these are considered aggressive and are intended for the contest, which will end on May 25th, 2007. The recommendations during this special segment by the host or anyone related to this podcast should not be used for actual investment portfolios.